that tie right. I see you. Feeling for a tie.
Well, I see you. Welcome, 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 boy. I tell you, this is going to be an awesome, awesome day. Today is Monday, April the 26th, and you're here on the Watkins Awards show. I am TK, and I got my counterpart, J. Everett Pearsall. Well, he's going to be pulling that mask on and off. You just will get used to it today, because he's going to be the masked man. Of all places, he's stuck in the airport. Yeah, he couldn't get to Miami Beach or L.A. or the Bahamas. I'm not even going to ask him where in the world he's going. But again, you're here at the Watkins Award, and don't feel bad that you're going to see him pulling off that mask every once in a while. And that masked man also is known as Ever Ready. You know, like the battery that runs around, don't get tired. You got the Ever Ready battery right here. I mean, going from coast to coast, we got an exciting day today. As a matter of fact, I should be reclusing myself from this show, because this is just not going to be fair. I mean, we're talking about one of my all-time favorites, I must admit. You know, Josh Dobbs is one of my all-time favorites. So before I even get there, first of all, we're bringing in the guests early today. So we want to make sure we flush out all of these things that the parents, the neighbors, the coaches, you want to develop a kid who has rocket scientist-type characteristics. Well, we're going to give you the secret sauce today. We're going to give you that secret sauce. But again, before I start, like I always do, I have to do a disclaimer, because I know people going into shock today. Every time I do this, this just has to happen, you know, because people go into shock. They're not going to believe what they're going to hear today. I know you think this is a joke, you know, that we playing, we making fun, that there's no African-American kid in the country that fits the shoes of a Josh Dobbs. Okay, whatever you say, but as I always say, you know, the views and opinion of this show, the Watkins Award show, are the views and opinion of J. Everett Pearsall, better known today as Ever Ready, and I, T. Tate, Tyrone Tate, of course, but T. Tate, these are our views and opinion. They are not of BBS Radio, our sponsors, the commercials. I don't want you going off on people saying, I'm not going to shop with them no more, because Pearsall and Tate was telling fears all day today. You're going to hear it yourself, and you'll have an opportunity to see it. So I'm finished with the disclaimer. I'm finished with that. Now, as I've always stated, you know, we always have a bunch of sponsors, people who do things for us to make it possible for us to do the things. If you want to be a sponsor, you want to do advertising, I don't know. We may lose some sponsors or advertisers today. What do you think, Pearsall?
I don't think we're going to lose any. In fact, the people who are watching the show should be ready. They should have their belt on. And this is going to be one ride today. I think that the sponsors, more sponsors, are going to want to get involved with us and be excited about what we're talking about.
Well, you know, Pearsall, I'm with you. I mean, let me just start, you know, some of sponsors that we have that's going on, you know, exoticcarsharing.com. They've been with us from the beginning. JMA Solutions, they've been with us. You know, they're out of D.C. Ms. Jan has always supported us. So you can call her. I'm giving you her telephone number in D.C. Ms. Jan, don't get mad at me when somebody calls up to the office, but you do all this rocket science stuff as well. So you will understand this guest that we got coming on. But you can call JMA Solutions at 202-465-8205. Now, they got offices in New Jersey, PSR. If you want to stop by and see them up in New Jersey, and you can also go to Oklahoma City, and you can go to their office. And, of course, they have the D.C. office in beautiful Southwest D.C. You and I have been by that office. Great place, great people. I mean, just awesome. And then you got War Law Firm that's down in Noonan, Georgia. You got Roscoe Jenkins Funeral Home that's down in Noonan, Georgia. You got J.C. Lofton that's up there in D.C. You don't have one of the suits on today. So I'm sure that J.C. Lofton is a little upset. But you got you always have on one of those custom design aligned shirts. Yeah, let's look at that. Oh, yeah, that looks real nice. You know, is that custom made? I'm just wondering, is that custom made?
Oh, it's custom made. You know, I've got the Alliance logo on just about every piece of clothing that you could imagine. And, you know, we try to represent as best we can.
For a good reason. Then we got Auto Quick Lube. And last but not least, MagicWasteValet.com. Marilyn Knight, he's running that operation. And you can call him. You can call him. Here's his cell phone number, 404-492-2612. So you give all the... So I just wanted to get all that stuff out of the way real quick. Because you know, Pearson, without a doubt, when I heard, look, I got to get straight to the juggler here. When I met Josh Dobbs here in Georgia, oh, by the way, you know how I always talk about the education system. Everybody always got these bad things to say about the education system in Georgia. I told you about some other people from Georgia that we're going to bring up. Now, we did have J.R. Lemon, who went to Stanford, you know, so don't get it twisted. Don't think that the Georgia education system is one of the best. You just hear bad things. People always talking bad. But today, okay, there's nothing else to say. That trophy you see behind me, that trophy you see on my left-hand shoulder, or right hand, but on my left-hand shoulder, I got to get it right because Dobbs is coming in here, and he and I going to share some equations. That trophy, that's John is the standard bearer. He is the guy in 2013. So, Mr. Pearson, tell me, I mean, when you heard him speak at the Watkins Award, what were your thoughts?
Well, you know, again, all the guys that have an opportunity to be a part of the Watkins Award, they go up on stage and they take an opportunity to present why the Watkins Award is important to them and really what drove them to go through such an arduous process of competing with all these other people for the Watkins Award. And obviously you were there and the audience and many people who have been a part of Watkins, they were all there. And to have him go up and to present as eloquently as anyone has ever done in terms of talking about what the Watkins Award has meant to him, his journey, and the difference that he intended to make throughout the course of his life really was impactful. And anyone who was in that audience, and there were many, you know, hundreds of people, they can pinpoint that day that they had an opportunity to hear Josh Dobbs.
Man, you know, I know that I don't want to say this the wrong way. Again, these are the views and opinions of P.J. and EverReady today. You see EverReady on that. That's his title today. I'm not going to call him Mr. Pierce, so I'm going to call him EverReady today. But, this, you know, we talk about how intellectual President Obama is, not was, is. Well, we bring in a guy after he gave his speech. We have every year, these young men give eloquent speeches. I mean, it's just Unbelievable. You got to be there at the Watkins Award, and I hope that there's somebody in the audience today that will be at the Watkins Award in 2022. Are we on for 2022, Mr. Pierce? Or I'm sorry, Eveready?
We are absolutely on for 2022. We're going to make it happen. Listen, if they could have the Oscars last night, and I watched it, you know, not from start to finish, but I was looking for some tips and techniques on how they were able to pull it off. If they could have the Oscars, we're going to have the Watkins Award. Believe that.
Oh, man. I want the listening audience, those who can see us as well, because there are some people who are listening. Some people who are listening and watching us, because we're streaming live. You can watch our live stream. Let's talk a little bit about this show, what our sponsors are making possible for us and what BBS Radio is doing. We are being streamed simulcast. We're being simulcast to over 120 internet radio stations. Now, some of those radio stations are small market, and they are terrestrial. And that means we're talking small market AM and FM stations in these little small towns across the United States. And nevertheless, I just want you to know it's a lot of people listening to this show. So what I'm doing, I'm inviting you to the Watkins Award. I mean, it's a very small nominal fee. It is the price of admission is worth it. And, you know, people like Josh Dobbs come back to the event. Now, I want to say also before Josh comes on, I have never seen Steeler Nation fans come out the way they do. See, I've seen a lot of hidden fans. But when Josh Dobbs went to Pittsburgh, I'm not going to give any free advertising to the team that ended up getting him. So he left Pittsburgh. He went somewhere in the NFL, and then he came back to Pittsburgh. It's like people came out of the woodwork all of a sudden all around Georgia wearing Pittsburgh merchandise, wearing this number 5 jersey. So Josh, I mean, he's having a tremendous impact on the Pittsburgh Steeler Nation. I mean, Steeler Nation is loud and is proud that I'm seeing people walking around with these jerseys and people telling me, you know, one of Josh Dobbs' biggest fans, one of his biggest fans is on our board. Did you know that? Eveready? Oh, I didn't lost you.
Tell me, who might that be? Who might that be?
Oh, well, you know that's Ed Ransom. You know he's one of the biggest Pittsburgh fans. All of a sudden, he comes out of the woodwork. I don't hear from him at all. And then all of a sudden, I get a phone call that Ed Ransom, you know, man, you got who on your show? Man, you know, I normally get to the shows late, but I'm going to get there an hour ahead of time. What do you mean an hour ahead? Man, I'm going to be logged on at 5 o'clock to get on that show. So look, Josh Dobbs went to Alpharetta High School. Now, I heard about him when he was in the 9th grade. They got this kid out there in Alpharetta, you know, he can play football. He's going to be in high school out there. He's going to be one of the top quarterbacks. Who is this? By the time I saw him in the 11th grade, oh, by the way, he did play baseball as well. So I want you all to know, these kids, I always say they play baseball, they play basketball, they play football. So he played too, but he had to – he made the decision he wanted to play football. So Alpharetta High got one heck of an athlete out there. But without further ado, Josh Dobbs, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mr. Tate. I can always hear you. How are you doing?
You know, we get on. I get on this, and I tell the audience all the time, it is so beautiful to watch you all come through the system and start off calling Mr. Pearsall and I, Mr. Tate, Mr. Pearsall, and then as you get older, it goes to Tyrone. Now, I'm excited. I've already said to the audience, I should recluse myself from this interview because it's going to be one-sided, man. I mean, it's going to be one-sided. We brought you in early. We didn't even play with this thing here. Normally, we warm the skids up, but the skids have already been warmed by the fact that I did some stuff on Facebook. You should have seen my page light up because you and I had our opportunity in D.C. To do a little touring. Well, that was last year.
The year before COVID, when we went out and got the good soul food, good macaroni and cheese.
I'm gonna go ahead and give a plug for the soul food that we went to. We went to Carolina Kitchen, so I'm gonna let everybody know. You go to DC, stop by Carolina Kitchen. You know, so Carolina Kitchen, we want to see you sponsoring or doing an ad in here. Now, you know, Josh Dobbs and I snuck in there, but a few people saw us. But Josh, I'm going to get straight to the juggler here because this show is about not only entertainment, but it's education. We got a bunch of kids out there. We got a bunch of parents, even more parents, that want to figure out the true essence of this meaning of rocket scientists. But before we even get to rocket scientists, Josh, there's a rumor, and I want to know how in the world did you pull this off? How could you go to school from elementary to the 12th grade and never miss a day? You never miss a day, Josh. You think I forgot? You never miss it. Even during recruitment, you know, you got recruitment and you won't have to miss a day. But you made the coaches absolutely, you made it clear to the coaches that you was not going to be absent for school.
You're absolutely correct. You know, before I get started, I'll say what's up to Mr. Pearsall or Everett. Whichever one, we go back and forth. It's great to see both of you guys. Thank you guys for having me. I know we've come a long way throughout the years, but to answer your question, Mr. Tate, you're absolutely correct. At the end of the day, you have to set your priorities. And I knew coming through school, first of all, I was in a little competition with my mom. You know, she, I think, missed one or two days. And so when she informed me of that, I said, okay, I got to one-up you. But second, you know, in all seriousness, it's, you know, setting your priorities. And when you're going through those days of recruitment or you're traveling for football camps or baseball camps, it's allowing the coaches to see your commitment and to see what your priorities are. You know, I knew by setting good habits, by showing that my priority was, hey, I'm going to be the best student I can possibly be first and then the best athlete I can possibly be. Through those habits and that work ethic, it will set me up for success. You know, once I left high school, went to college. You know, those habits that I established and that my parents helped instill me at a young age were the ones that helped propel me when, you know, it got more difficult. So you talk about, you know, we will talk about what it takes to be a rocket scientist, you know, how I went to school managing both majors, but it all comes down to that commitment I set by saying, hey, I will not miss a day of school. I'll have perfect attendance because this is my priority. This is who I am. And this is what I set out to accomplish.
So Take me back, because you got a beautiful mom's. I mean, just her spirit, man, is just awesome. My mother had the privilege of meeting your moms, and they had an opportunity to talk. And you know, I was baffled when I told my moms that you was gonna be on the show. She said, "I want to show you something." So she sent me some kind of picture. You must have given her a card with your picture on it, and she carries this thing around with her.
Really?
You don't carry my picture around. With my, you carry your pictures around. Made me a little jealous. But I mean, your dad, Awesome, awesome man. So, Mr. Dobbs, Ms. Dobbs, how is it growing up in the Dobbs household as you coming through grade school, man? I mean, this just didn't happen by osmosis, I know. What's going on in that house?
Of course. You know, when you surround yourself with greatness and, you know, people set high standards for you, then you have to go achieve them. And that's exactly what my parents did. Both two wonderful individuals. Also, both two very hard workers, both in their disciplines. They've been very successful in their business careers, respectively. So the habits that they learned growing up and the opportunities that they succeeded at, but also things that they learned that put them through adversity, those were the habits and the thought process and mindset that they instilled in me. You know, the first thing that they said, of course, was school comes first. Ironically, of course, I as you shared, I grew up playing three sports, but my parents weren't sports people growing up. You know, so they signed me up for sports, being an only child. They signed me up for sports as ways to go hang out, you know, with my friends and other kids in my grade. So to them, school came first and my priorities came first. And establishing a goal, a high goal of, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Say, okay, I see myself, you know, working for NASA, studying engineering, loving aviation. Okay, what does that look like as a career path? It looks like studying aerospace engineering in school. Okay, so now as I grew up, it was setting everything forward to go out and achieve that dream. You know, from pushing me to pursue various sports, to pushing me to pursue very other extracurricular activities, to also pushing me to be the best student I can be. And at the end of the day, identifying what my passion was and then working hard to be the best at it. So I have been and still am blessed with two wonderful parents. Even to this day, as you can see, I'm back home hanging out with them in the off season. And, you know, the same parents that they were when I was in elementary school, middle school, high school, you know, that they're the same two individuals today. So I love them with all my heart. I'm thankful for them. And it's been fun. I've loved growing up under those two, and I always enjoy spending time with them. And I'm thankful that you guys have got the opportunity to meet them as well.
Oh yeah. No doubt. I mean, that I have to just have them on a show by themselves. But so here it is. You get to high school. Now I'm gonna bring something out. Something that, of course, most people don't know. You ended up going to a HBCU campus and being inspired by something you saw. You went down to Tuskegee.
Mm-hmm. And so that was a little different. So actually, it was actually that experience was in Atlanta, and it was the Tuskegee Airmen camp, summer camp in Atlanta. So part of the camp, it was in Metro Atlanta. At the time, some of the Tuskegee Airmen were still alive. They came to the camp. They talked about their journey from going to school to fighting in the war to what it meant to be a Tuskegee Airman. And then also a part of the program, we were able to visit a lot of the aviation places throughout Atlanta. So here you have the Delta headquarters at Hartsfield-Jackson. You have the Air Traffic Control Center. You have Dobbins Air Force Base. So those are just three, but we had two-week enrichment camp where you got to be around Tuskegee Airmen every single day and also going around Atlanta and understanding the history behind aviation and also the next steps in aviation. So that camp occurred when I was in the seventh grade, and that was one of the defining moments that kind of opened my eyes to what I wanted to pursue into high school and into college. And, you know, before then, talks with my parents, it was, hey, what do you want to be, bro? Oh, I maybe want to be a lawyer, maybe a pilot, you know, various ideas. But after that camp, I said, you know, I want to study engineering and I want to do aerospace engineering. So that's exactly the plan we set in place, you know, throughout high school to set myself up to hit the ground running once we got to college.
Well, you know, I wanted to bring that out and thank you for clarifying that. But I just want to make sure that the Tuskegee Airmen get the proper, you know, do that. Correct. They know that, hey, these things that they were doing around Georgia weren't in vain, that there was someone like a Josh Dobbs that was there that was inspired. So you get to your senior year, you're one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Let's make this clear. You're one of the top quarterbacks in the country. It's your senior year. So how do you manipulate your schedule in school and still make these trips to go to these campuses, man, and not miss a day in school?
Yeah, it was. It definitely was a tightrope act, to say the least. You know, I had. I remember one experience vividly. I had a Stanford baseball camp. You know, as you mentioned, I played baseball, and one of the schools I wanted to go to growing up was Stanford, as we all do. Obviously, a prestigious academic school and very good athletics. So, at a Stanford baseball camp, this is in August, like right before the football season. I think it's the second week of school, and it's one of the most competitive baseball camps in the country. And the camp starts on a Thursday. It's like Stanford, because out there, they start school late. So school hasn't started for many of the kids that are attending. But for us, you know, in Georgia, we start school right at the top of August. So camp starts on Thursday. So I ended up, obviously, missed Thursday. Friday, you know, in school, if you stay till 12:30 or 1, you're still counted as you were there for the entire day. So I had to communicate with my teacher, say, I'm going to miss last 2 periods. I had a flight to catch to California for the Stanford baseball camp. I want to make sure I still get my attendance mark. So stay through school until 1 o'clock, get on the 2:15 flight out of Hartsville, fly into fly into San Francisco on the direct flight. So you probably land about 4 o'clock that time, drive straight to Stanford, and I'm joining my team in the middle of the camp. They've already done a showcase on Thursday, played a game, got their teams. Friday, you play a game. Saturday, you play a doubleheader. Sunday, you play a game, and then you go home. I join my team on Friday. I play all weekend Friday, showcase Saturday, play a doubleheader Saturday, play Sunday, end up receiving a Stanford offer on Sunday. Then I get on the red-eye flight from San Francisco, land in Hartsville at 6 a.m., and go straight back to school on Monday morning to start my week. So that's just one specific story. But it was, just to say the least, it was a tightrope act, a lot of coordination. And, you know, just through those experiences, you know, I had several. I had to do the same thing, managing various official visits for football as well. You know, I remember going up to Tennessee. I had to have school, baseball practice, you know, showed up to Tennessee at 8 p.m. on a Friday. You know, official visits start at 2 o'clock. Showed up at 8 o'clock, dinner, saw everything Saturday, Sunday, headed back just because, you know, school is and was a priority for me. So through those tightrope acts and those, you know, not difficult times, but per se stressful times to some people, you know, it's learning how to manage your time and set your priorities and also communicate those priorities to your coaches. And I think those experiences were like where the coaches got a chance to understand me, you know, just help me and help them push me to achieve all the goals I did at school.
So we got a commercial break coming up. And on the other side of that break, that's where I want you to start talking about now. You're at Tennessee. You now then started this rocket science stuff. You know, you got all these math class, you know, differential calculus and finite element analysis. Oh, I've been looking at your schedule now. I'm keeping up with you. You make this happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, Pearsall and I, better known now as Ever Ready, we got the Josh Dobbs here, and we'll be right back so we can get the secret sauce. He's letting it go right now. So we're trying to raise the next rocket scientist somewhere in the state of Georgia, hopefully.
Exotic Car Sharing by Kirby Road is a full-service car sharing company that has been in business for over 21 years. Based out of Palatine, Illinois, our company allows its members the ability to own fractional ownership of exotic cars at a fraction of the costs. Our share plans include reservations for weekend or weekly ride sharing. Our members get to choose from a Bentley one weekend to the McLaren 570S the next. No long paperwork, expensive maintenance, or expensive insurance requirements. Exotic Car Sharing has the fleet and capabilities to service all of our clients with quality luxury vehicles delivered at your doorstep. Register on our website at exoticcarsharing.com or call us at 888-264-3327.
Oh, we back again. We back, we back. This is T. Tate and J. Everett Pierswell, better known now today, maybe only today, as Ever Ready. Now, you'll see him pulling that mask on and off. Every once in a while, you'll see him put a picture up in the background because he's at the airport. Who knows where he's going? Just take your pick in the world. But we got a special guest today. It's Josh Dobbs. Now, he's from Alpharetta, Georgia. Now, one of the things that I just want to put out there, Josh, again, didn't miss a day in school. He managed his schedule to make sure that he was not going to get counted absent because he's in a competition with his mom. His mom missed 2 days, so he figured, I got to beat this. So you don't count him out. Now, you know he went to the University of Tennessee, and one of the things that I bewilders me, anyone from the state of Georgia knows how hard it is to drive from Alpharetta down to the airport. And he's trying to get to the airport. I mean, you want to talk about using this brain of his and trying to navigate through traffic and get down to this airport down here. Oh, my God. And then you're talking about the busiest airport in the world. Once he gets down there, everything got to be in a timely manner. You can't miss a second down there because that flight is going to pull off. I can tell you, it's going to pull off. But, Josh, you get to Tennessee. You didn't finally – I know you drove to Tennessee. You didn't fly. I know you and moms and dad got in that truck. It was like moving to Beverly. You went to Tennessee. Mama was not going to let you leave here by yourself. She was going to see everything. Your mom's is man, one of the most beautiful women I have ever met. Now, you going to Tennessee, you get there. How do you manage this schedule up there at the university? And I want the audience to know, you majored in aeronautical engineering and international business.
So I had an aerospace engineering degree with a minor in business during my time up there. Okay. Yeah, the plan was actually to double major in both if I had redshirted on the football field as I was supposed to twice, but I had to shove, you know, a 5-year degree plan into 4 years, and we were able to get it done successfully.
So how do you manage yourself? You're the quarterback. I mean, the playbook at Tennessee is much different than the playbook at Alpharetta High. Now, you get there. How do you manage? What do you do? I mean, preparing you for this stuff, man, to go to school and be this rocket scientist.
Yeah. Well, really, you know, you just have to take it a day at a time. The schedule, obviously, as you can imagine, was hectic. You know, every day for the 4 years on campus was filled from 8 to 2 in the class, then 2:30 to 6, 7 at workouts or practice. And then you have your post-practice film study, nutrition bar, recovery. And then from there, you got to go do your homework. You have mandatory study halls sometimes or your tutors or going to the library until you're done with your schoolwork. Could be 11, 12 o'clock, and then go home, go to sleep, and repeat the process the next day. So schedule is hectic, of course. Classes were difficult. You're taking one of the most difficult majors on campus. And then also you're playing football in the SEC, and you're preparing as a quarterback to start every single game. So the way to get through that is just to take it a day at a time, you know, to live in the moment. I think so many times when we set ourselves up for – you know, a high goal, a goal that's going to take a journey to achieve and that's going to take a while to get to the finish line. You know, so often we look at that finish line and we forget to take all the steps it takes to get there. We forget to focus on, you know, the little details, each assignment, each test, each game, each film session, each practice that's going to prepare you to go out to succeed on game day on the football field or when you're taking your final exam in the classroom. So that's what I did. You know, I took it one day at a time, trusted my habits. You know, some days were easy, some days were difficult, and I just woke up each day with a plan of, you know, how to attack my day, how to accomplish, you know, all my tasks in a day, and then move on to the next day.
Now, how do you manage your day in the NFL? Because it's a different world from
of course
high school, college, now the NFL, and you're still a rocket scientist. I mean, I've been looking at your Twitter page. You sitting on there, you standing in front of a plane. I mean, you. Matter of fact, I even heard you. I mean, Ed Ransom told me you talking to the astronauts from time to time. How do you find time to talk to? You got a special cell phone number or something? You call these guys, man.
They called me.
I'm talking to the astronauts. Hey, y'all be quiet in the locker room right now. I'm talking to my boys in space. This stuff.
No, it's of course when you're now an NFL player, as you said, it's different. You know, in your day, your daily routine, your daily tasks revolve around setting yourself up for success on Sundays and setting yourself up to be the best football player you can be. Because that's your full time job, and I treat it as that. You know, I understand, especially in season, you know, our schedules, our routines, they're very strict and regimented, especially at the quarterback position, because as I said, you know, your preparation is key, and being prepared to go out and compete and play at the highest level on Sundays, completely different than what it takes to be successful in high school and college. So that's where it starts. And then from there, it's, you know, in the free time that you get, whether it's, you know, right at the beginning of the off season or the free time that you have, it's, you know, understanding your passions and, you know, what inspire you. And as I say, I told you I've been in love with aviation, aerospace, from the time I was young. You know, I put in a lot of hard work at it during college and was very successful at it as well. So it's being able to use those wonderful opportunities to go down and spend time at a NASA for a couple weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month. In the off season, it's getting a chance to speak with the astronauts and connecting those passions of sports and STEM and inspiring the next Joshua Dobbs out there or next kid who wants to go out and become an astronaut, but also play in the NFL, and showing them that it's possible. Whichever one you want to do, whatever field or path you want to take. So that's where I find joy in. I enjoy inspiring. I enjoy sharing my story, but I also enjoy continuing to push my mind to various limits and, you know, pursuing my goals of one, being the best football player I can be on a daily basis. And also I'm enjoying time in the aviation aerospace world.
Well, I'm a get out of the way, because I know Mr. Pearsall is going to get in here. But I just one last question for you. There's a young man up there somewhere that you have become real close to. He's been sick. And so I don't want people to think that you nothing but just engineering and football. There's a side of you that's compassionate for your fellow man, and you love kids. But this particular kid, I've seen a lot of stuff about you and this young man on the internet. What's going on with that?
So it's my man AJ up in Knoxville. AJ was diagnosed with a brain tumor during my time at the University of Tennessee. So I actually met him my sophomore year, and he was four. You know, a lot of times when various kids come to visit the football team, you know, they get a chance to meet players, you know, that one day, and that one day is really special. And then they go back and they go through their treatments, and that same support that they experienced that one day isn't always there continuously. And my goal is always to create lasting relationships with everything that I do. So getting a chance to meet him that one day at practice, and then from there go by his house and get a chance to meet him and his family. You know, our friendship, our bond really just stuck from that moment. And, you know, even I just got back from Knoxville yesterday from the spring game, Orange and White weekend, and I was able to stop by his house and catch up with him and his little sister. And, you know, the steps that he's taken in his recovery have been tremendous. You know, he was actually just starting football last week. So he's doing very well. He's getting healthier. Of course, he still has some treatments, but he's doing very well. And it's been really cool to see the transition from little AJ in a wheelchair to now AJ. I think he's like 10 now. It's crazy. Time flies. Yeah. But, you know, the kid that's going out for the football team and is a normal, close to a normal kid now. So our relationship has grown. And, of course, my story with AJ has been very highlighted. And I've had several other relationships with other children or people that I've been able to meet. That might be a little less fortunate, but I've enjoyed using my platform to help make their day better.
God bless you. God bless you. Okay, Mr. Pearsall.
Joshua Dobbs, a.k.a. Josh Dobbs, a.k.a. J Dobbs, a.k.a. the Dobster, a.k.a. Mr. NASA, the NFL quarterback rocket launcher, a.k.a. Aristotle of the aeronautical. Welcome to the show, my brother. I appreciate you coming on.
Always, man. It's always good to see you smiling.
I apologize. I'm in the airport because of a cancellation, but we make it do what it do. So we're going to press forward, and I would not miss this show for anything in the world. You know, when we talk about some of the things that, and Tyrone did a wonderful job of highlighting some of the things that you've gone through and some of the things that you've accomplished. But, you know, let's take it back a little bit and take it back to, you know, when you were in elementary school, going into high school, now going into college, you know, what are some of the things that you saw as obstacles going from one phase or one stage to another, and what helped you to get over those obstacles?
I think the first obstacle, you know, at any level is understanding why, you know, something that you're meeting with. You're always in your coach, you might not understand the goals that you set off. You know, for me, you know, why are you doing engineering and playing football? Like, those two don't mix. You know, you're going to be hit with the obstacle of your commitment. You know, hey, like, there's only so much time in the day. You know, how dedicated am I to the grind, and how much am I willing to sacrifice? And I think those are the biggest three things. But the last one really hits home. You know, how much are you willing to sacrifice for your goals and your dreams? You know, when you start Pop Warner football when you're 5 and 6, everybody in the town is playing football, right? Then you go to middle school, and now about half the school is playing football. Then you go to high school. There's only at most 120 young men from your school on the football team. Then you go to college, and from all the high schools across the country, you know, it's what, 1%, 2% make it to college. And now that's a lot of athletes. Now all those athletes, it's, you know, the hundreds of colleges with football teams to now only 32 teams playing football at a professional level. So to survive all of that, you know, weed down, the key is, you know, how much are you willing to sacrifice for your goals? How much extra work, extra effort are you willing to put in to outwork, you know, the person next to you? You know, I had a coach, you know, in college tell me, he's like, what? Because I had a great athlete, Eric Barrett, who went to the University of Tennessee. He said, you used to always tell his dad would ask him, hey, why do you go on like midnight runs, or why are you running so late? You know, why aren't you like sleeping? He said, there's a 3-hour time difference, you know, and in California it's 9 o'clock, and there's somebody at some park who's trying to outwork me and take my scholarship. And I think that mindset, that thought process is what's driven me so far. Is always putting in that extra effort, always trying to be the best athlete, engineer, person I can be, and always finding ways to constantly strive to get better. So it's been a journey for sure, but with that mindset, I mean, whatever you put your mind to, you can go out and accomplish and achieve it.
That is awesome, man. Awesome message out there for folks that were trying to be going through the same things that you've gone through and having to ask themselves the same types of questions. Now, when you were a senior, you were the comeback kid. I had a chance to witness a lot of those games on television. Man, you were coming back in the fourth quarter. You were throwing dimes. You know, you're bringing your team back from some deficits that most people would have given up on. When you take a look at the exhilaration that you received from winning those games, as it compares to graduating in this degree that you knew is something that you wanted to do. Give me a comparison from an educational perspective and an athletic perspective, how those things really give you some of the same feelings.
Right. I think the triumphs are equally as satisfying, you know, because you put in so much time and effort into both, right? You know, you're in the in schoolwork, you know, you're in the library studying till the janitor's cleaning up the Starbucks because Starbucks is closed, right? I think I knew me and the general on a first name basis in college. I'll walk out whenever the library say, I'll see you tomorrow. All right, see you there. And then you go to the football complex. You know, you're in there for hours and trying to perfect your craft, trying to watch film. Knowing you're competing against the best of the best each weekend, right? So you're trying to prepare yourself for those moments. So when you succeed on both levels, you know, I think the feeling is pretty equal, but it's one of the best feelings because there's you've had adversity, you've seen it, you've also worked hard and dedicated yourself to your craft, and then you were able to come out on top. And then in those moments of adversity and defeat, those are the greatest teaching moments, learning moments there is, because it, one, tests your character, because we're all competitors, we all want to win. But two, they're also the moments that you grow from the most, whether it's as a person, as a player, as a quarterback, learning from a mistake, or even, you know, in engineering, it's, you know, there's a lot of really good engineers around the world, right? And we don't want any of them ever to make any mistakes, because their mistakes could be costly, right? So it's those learning moments that are able to set you up for success in the future.
I love that response, because it gives our listening audience really a notion of, you don't have to sacrifice one for the other. It takes the same type of dedication in order for you to accomplish both things on both ends. And you can, in fact, do both. Now, when you talk about the fact that you get our package, and we talk about the Watkins Award, and we talk about all the things you had to do in order to compete for it, tell us through your journey up until now, what the Watkins Award has meant to you, and how it has affected you throughout that process.
You know, first, it was humbling as a high schooler to even be considered for the Watkins Award. And just hearing the prestigious names that had come before me. And then when we did it, it was out in California. So you go out to LA and you meet with your fellow Watkins brothers that are in your class, and you see, you know, you think, of course, everyone comes from whatever their town is. I'm Alpharetta, but someone comes from wherever. And you think you're the big man anywhere, right? And then you hear about these wonderful men across the country that are also doing amazing things, you know, in whatever their discipline is, and also going out to play football at the highest level. And it puts a lot of things into perspective. And then you're able to cross paths with them as you grow. So I think, one, being considered for the award, you know, really showed me as a high schooler that, you know, of course, like, you think you belong, but to see yourselves in the same realm as all these people you grew up watching is like, okay, I'm here now. Let me make that next step in my journey. And then two, I think the brotherhood, it's so interesting. And we talk about it when we get together, but it really feels like 90% of the league is Watkins men. Because I think whether it's different coaches that I've crossed, new teammates, or even just last week in Atlanta, you know, I showed up at a workout and I forgot the young man's name. We walked up and said, oh, Joshua Dowds, you were a Watkins. What year? He was class of 2011, the year before me. I'm 2012. So it's just, you know, that fraternity that's built, and getting a chance to, not only when we have our reunions, get a chance to meet and be around all these people doing wonderful things across the country, both on and off the field, but also, you know, just when we see them in passing. So we're all cheering for each other. It's been an honor to be a part of the brotherhood. And you know, I see you. I think I see you in every single city. Me and you are passing each other in the airport. You know how it goes. So no, it's definitely a joy and thrill to be a part of the Watkins family. You're muted, my guy.
Thank you. Thank you. I said, it is funny to hear that, because here you are with the Pittsburgh Steelers being guarded by Zach Banner, a Watkins guy. Right. You're probably talking about maybe James Vaughters, who was with the Chicago Bears, and he was exactly a 2011 guy from Atlanta. But again, it seems that way because you guys are leaders, and you guys are the folks that are speaking up and are making a difference and making a change. Tell us about some of the things that you're doing right now. You kind of touched on a little bit of it, but I know you started an internship with the NFL, with NASA, and some other things. Tell us about some of the special things you're doing, in as much as while you're in Jacksonville. I know you spoke at my friend's school and so forth and so on. So we're excited about some of those things you're doing now.
Correct. Whatever I can do to inspire, I feel, the next generation of student athletes to set the highest of high goals and then go out and work hard each day to achieve them. Student athletes, or really anyone. That's my purpose. So, of course, I've finished up an internship at NASA. I'm going into my fifth year in the league back in Pittsburgh. So I just signed my second contract about 2 weeks ago as well. I'm working on an Astro merchandise brand and building a clothing brand, but also just building a brand in general, just in everything that I'm doing. And I have a couple of youth camps coming up this summer. We're busy people over here down here in Alpharetta, but we're always trying to make the biggest impact that we can.
I hope I can get me one of those items that you guys are coming out with. Obviously, I might need one of those big boy sizes. There is one message I do want to send out there real quick before I turn it back over to Tyrone. athletes out there by the thousands when they get to college, they are put in a position where they have to make a decision on the academic side. And again, you touched on it a couple of different ways, but I just want you to reiterate it. When taking a look at the fact that you wanted to be an aeronautical engineer or what you wanted your major to be, even from childhood, I know you were challenged to change that major, and there's no knock on the university. It's just that obviously football and everything that you're doing off the field, you know, takes a lot away from what they've in some places brought you there to do. How did you really maintain your focus in keeping that major throughout your college career?
Well, it's the commitment, you know, it's the commitment to myself. You know, I knew if I were to show up to some college campus, knowing what I wanted to achieve and, no matter what anyone says, I let them change my mindset and my opinion, then, you know, I feel like I was going to do a discredit to myself. So it's that commitment. And as I said, in everyone's journey to success, they're going to face adversity, whether it's, you know, as exactly what you're saying, coaches, teachers, academic advisors wanting you to change your major. At the end of the day, if you do the work and you show the results, then whatever they say, you know, they won't be able to change your mind or change what you're able to accomplish. So at the end of the day, no matter what people say, it's all about what you do. And I think that was the biggest thing I learned throughout college, you know, that commitment to myself, that competitive spirit I have, you know, it's not just on the football field, it's in everything that I do. You know, if I were to let someone deter me from my dreams, then as I said, my purpose is to inspire the next generation, right? Then how can I inspire the next generation to go pursue theirs?
You are such an example to all you come in contact with. You're an inspiration to me and everything that I do. And, you know, a whole lot of love to you and everything that you're going to do, which is, boy, so exciting. You could be landing on the moon in a couple of years. I'll turn it back over to Coach T. Tate.
You know, Pierce, I'm at awe. Just, I could listen to you and Dob talk all day long, man. I mean, this is one heck of a, I don't know whether to call it an interview. It's more of a conversation.
Right.
So, Josh, I'm honored, man. I'm serious. I've had a lot of fun going to your games, spilling mustard all on my shirt. You know, Pearsall knows I love hot dogs. You know, ballpark hot dogs, and the man coming up to Tennessee and feeling the energy in that stadium and watching you all enter the stadium, the pageantry is just awesome up there.
Gorgeous.
In Tennessee. But you know, Josh, I did want to mention also that you got an NFT token. Trust me, I'm keeping up with you, Josh. Don't think I ain't
announced it.
And you need some help choosing the deepest or the dopest design. So if people want to know about this NFT token, clearly they can follow you on Twitter because you put everything out there on Twitter. And so I'd rather for you to talk about your Twitter handle. What's your Twitter handle?
Yeah, Twitter handle is Josh_Dobbs1. Instagram is JoshDobbsSimple. And then the merch is Astro. Merch Pro, so you can check it out. Instagram, Twitter, follow my journey. Just recently started doing some TikToking as well, so we're trying to be everywhere, man. You know how it goes. Appreciate you guys following my journey and shouting me out.
Well, yes, hey, I can hear the music. This has been J. Everett Pearsall and T. Tate with the unimaginable Josh Dobbs. Today, I mean, the authentic rocket scientist. Man, this has been a great day today, and I want to thank you very much. Tell the parents, tell Mr. Dobbs and Miss Dobbs, I say hello. I'm sure lots of people in my family want to say the same thing.
That goes both ways. Thank you guys for having me. My guy, Everett Tyrone, I guess we're first name basis nowadays, but. You know, I love y'all. I appreciate you guys, everything that you do, how you guys also inspire the youth, the next generation, to keep up the hard work. And I look forward to seeing you guys at the next Watkins event.
Well, we love you too. No, we coming to one
of
your
man. Camps. We love you.
You
I'll see you guys there. I'll get you the details.
You keep me posted. Anything in Georgia, I'm coming to. Don't even worry.
I'll see you there.
Okay. Man, this has been one heck of an interview today. I don't hear the music, so I don't know how many minutes we have left, but I know it's close. I know it's very close.
There's the music.
Thanks again. You've been here. The Watkins Award. We've had our special guest, boy, I tell you, Josh Dobbs, and we've had, of course, there he is, Ever Ready. Thank you again for showing up, and buddy, we look forward to seeing all of you next week. This is another
Monday
edition of the Watkins Award.
God knows where I'll be. See you next Monday.